Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Tonight we welcome bluegrass favorites Darren and Brooke Aldridge to the show. They just put out their first gospel album last month, so we'll be asking them about that and, of course, about their bluegrass roots. Here's a little more about Darren and Brooke. Acclaimed bluegrass and gospel duo Darren and Brooke Aldridge return with their highly anticipated new 11-song album arriving April 17th, showcasing the soaring harmonies, heartfelt performances, and authentic storytelling that have made them one of the most beloved husband and wife teams in contemporary bluegrass, traditional country, and Christian music.
The project includes special guest appearances from Grand Ole Opry members Sonia Isaacs and Becky Isaacs, along with the legendary John Cowan of Newgrass Revival and the Doobie Brothers. Hailing from the mountains of North Carolina, Darren and Brooke continue to blend world-class musicianship, award-winning vocals, and a deep Christian faith into music that honors bluegrass and Southern gospel traditions while connecting audiences across generations.
Hey, listeners! Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code SistersInSongPodcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
Welcome to Sisters in Song. Can you take a minute and tell us who you are and where you're coming to us from tonight?
Hi, we're Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and we are on the road this weekend. We are in around Branson, Missouri.
Awesome. Are you playing in Branson?
We are. We're playing in Branson tomorrow evening and end up in St. Louis toward the weekend.
Yeah, so we're at Silver Dollar City tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
Fun.
And where is home?
Home for us is around Shelby, North Carolina. We live in a small town called Cherryville. And just west of Charlotte, probably 30, 45 minutes.
So we're going to just dig right in. Tell us how you all got started in this career as songwriting duo and musicians.
Well, I started a little bit younger than Brooke because I'm a little bit older than her. Right after high school, I got an opportunity to travel the world with the famous country bluegrass band called the Country Gentlemen. And I traveled with them until 2004, and Charlie Waller, the lead singer of the band, had passed away. So I floated and did a few things right after that, but met Brooke in late 2005. And we started singing a little bit together and playing, and a couple configurations I was in, we started dating, and I'd bring her along. And the same thing for her when she was in a band at church and some other singings, I would show up. And when we started singing and doing things together, it started turning a lot of heads. And we've been blessed to doing it now close to 20 years.
Wow. Well, congrats.
That's awesome.
We know you have a new album.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, how that came to be.
Well, we have a brand new gospel album called Soul Condition, and it was really just a collection of songs that we've been holding on to for a while. Some that we learned growing up in church, some that, you know, our parents would play on the radio quite often, and of course a lot of things that some people wrote for specifically for this album. So it was just a nice compilation and collection of songs that we were excited to finally get out there.
Yay. And this is your first gospel album, right?
It is.
Very cool.
Do you have a favorite on the album? I know that's hard to say because they're all like your kids.
Definitely hard to pick. I would probably go with a song called Bought by the Blood. It's one that I grew up hearing in church, and a group locally used to play that song a lot. So it kind of always was in my head when I was a kid. And so it was pretty cool to get to record this for our own album and bring back a lot of good memories for people around where we're from.
That's cool. What about you, Darren?
That's really hard, you know, to pick one. One that I really enjoy on there was a song called So Much to Thank Him For, which was in my family. My uncle and aunt had recorded that in the 80s, and
wow,
their band was called the Melody Trio, and it became a great number one and kind of a standard for Southern gospel music. So Brooke and I never, we'd sang it some in church, but never recorded it, and just thought it was very fitting to do that on this recording and put our stamp on there and a good memory for the Melody Trio as well.
Love it. So I want to know, you guys are on the road. How do you manage your, you know, health and your wellness and both mental and physical when you're traveling so much?
Well, we just eat a big batch of meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and green beans here at the had two throat rolls at Lambert's, so not too good this evening. But when we're home, we get to walk and kayak and play golf and other things. But out on the road, it is hard to keep that lifestyle. We still will.
We try to, we try to make health conscious choices. Yeah. So we're not always eating country cooking, but tonight we decided to do that.
So. Yeah, some of the band have never been here before, so we thought we'd show this to them.
Well, it's got to be hard too to be traveling all the time and be like, how do we make this work?
Right.
It is for sure.
Well, and as long as you don't eat that all the time, you got to spoil yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. And we're playing at a theme park tomorrow, so we'll be doing a lot of walking.
Oh, that's very right. Cool. Very cool. We had talked about going to Silver Dollar City. We went there as kids. I barely remember it. So that's exciting, though, for you guys. Yeah. That'd be kind of
fun.
Hear how that goes.
Yeah, it's a great place to play. We always have good crowds there. So it's a bluegrass and barbecue festival. So what pairs better than bluegrass and barbecue? There in a
moment. That's right. Yes. That sounds amazing.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
So are you planning, I know summer's coming up. Are you doing touring? What is coming next?
We are. We've got a lot of places we're playing throughout the summer. I know we'll be back up, like I say, and we're going to St. Louis from here, and then we'll be up in Indiana. Around Chicago into New England. We're going back to Nashville in July and, of course, in our home state, North Carolina. So we always try to get as far out sometimes as we can across the country into California and Utah. We played out in Arizona earlier in the year. So we try to get here and there when we can.
Very cool. Let's talk about songwriting a little bit. How do you two collaborate together and make a song come to life? What's your process, would you say?
Darren and I have always kind of joked because both of us are good at, I guess, bringing a melody to a song or, you know, coming up with a song title or something. And then that kind of stems the verses and into the chorus. But Darren's always been, I say he's always been better at creating the melody and I've been better at creating, you know, the lyrics. So
that's a good team.
Yeah, it is. And it just, you just never know when a song's going to hit you. You know, you might be riding down the road and see something on a billboard sign or, you know, hear somebody in their conversation say some kind of little saying and you're like, hey, there's a song in that. So it's pretty cool how it comes to be sometimes.
And what instruments do y'all play?
We play guitar and mandolin and I play just about everything. I started young age of piano and of course I've taught music for close to 30 years on banjo and fiddle and mandolins and bass guitar. But in our band, mostly I'll play guitar, man, and so does Brooke.
Mm-hmm. When you travel, do you travel with a band or is it just the two of you?
Most of the time, it's with a 5 or 6 piece band.
Okay. Very cool. I'll bet it's awesome to hear just the two of you sometimes.
Yeah, we do a lot of that as well.
Yeah. It's good to be able to mix it up. So we like to keep things interesting and you never know what you're going to get from Darren and Brooke. And if you're watching a full length show, we'll usually showcase the whole band and then, of course, we'll do some stuff just as a duo during the set. So it's pretty cool. People love that aspect of it, you know?
Yeah. I'll bet. So while you're touring, will you be doing all gospel? Or are you going to do old songs, new songs?
Yeah, we still do a lot of mix of our, country and bluegrass throughout our live shows, performances. We feature a lot of things on the new gospel album. We usually do four or five of them off the record about every show.
Very nice. So what would you say your favorite genre is to play of those three?
That's really hard too. I mean, blue. I'd say gospel for me is probably my foundation. But I mean, I love, throwing in a hint of bluegrass and a little bit of country here and there. So it all kind of, I think it really depends on, how you showcase it and how you play it on your instrument. So,
And
yeah.
that comes out in our music throughout all of our records is those three things are the strongest. We've been influenced by a lot of different music throughout our careers, but that always comes out as Darren and Brooke type of music. We've been kind of themed and labeled as those three genres into one. So it might not be a, the purest of bluegrass acts or fans might not consider us bluegrass. And same in gospel or country. Well, they're
Sure.
not country, they're too bluegrass, or
Yeah.
that kind of thing. So, I mean,
Yeah.
no, we're not. We're just Darren and Brooke.
That's right. You
That's
do
right.
you. That's
That's
what's
right.
important. You were on the Bluegrass channel on XM radio the other day when I was listening. I go, I think
Yeah,
that's going to be on our
they've
show.
been real good to us over the years.
Yeah, we're
I
grateful
know.
for radio playing our music for sure.
I got so excited. I was like, on our show, a couple That's awesome. You were talking about influences. Do either of you have any specific influences that you would name?
Well, sure. My mom and my grandmother were definitely influences. My sisters and I used to sing in church together. But as far as I guess, famous folks, I would have to say Emmylou Harris was a huge influence of mine, and the Isaacs. I always loved their music. So Martina McBride was another one that I loved as a kid. She was one of the first concerts that I attended, and I think Vince Gill too. So I mean,
Oh
there's
yeah.
so many. Ricky Skaggs, the list goes on and on, but that's just a few to name.
How about you,
Yeah, and the
Darren?
same for me. That's the good thing about Brooke and I is we loved a lot of the same type of music and folks, that we listened to. Vince and Ricky, of course, was big in my house when I was growing up at a young age. So was Emmylou Harris, the Isaacs. We all went to see them. We became friends with them at a young age. Of course, Alison Krauss and Union Station for that crossover of country and bluegrass was a big influence on folks my age, So it's just a good mix of material that we pull from.
Very cool.
Yes.
That is
Yes,
wonderful influences for
I
sure,
agree.
and eclectic too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on the road to perform. Let's talk a little bit about performing. How do you prepare for a show? Do you have a certain ritual that you go through before you go on stage?
Usually sound check is very important because we want to make sure we can hear well to start with.
Right.
That can make or break an artist sometimes, just mentally, I think. But of course, Darren gets in his own little mindset and kind of he likes to go off by himself and just kind of warm up on his mandolin or guitar and maybe sing a few notes, just to kind of get his mind prepared, I think. So I'm more of I like to be around everybody right before we go on stage just to kind of ease the nerves. Sometimes I still get nervous from time to time, depending on where we're playing. So how what would you think about yourself? Did I describe
Well, you sound
that
pretty good. Yeah,
pretty
we'll warm up with the band backstage, in a dressing room or something, go over a few tunes and just be ready to hit it when time comes.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the first time you performed together? Any fun stories about that?
Oh,
We
goodness.
do. It was at a church
Yeah.
the first time we met.
And
Oh, wow.
I had heard about Darren from all of his family because they were from the same town that I grew up in. So I went to school with like his cousins and went to church with his great aunt. And so I always heard about Darren when I was a kid. And then as I got older, just getting to meet him for the first time, he came to this church to play with a band and fill in that I was playing with. And I was like, I knew who he was, but I knew that he also liked me. So somehow the band got separated from me and Darren. So it was just me and him on one of the pews. And then the preacher says, join hands to pray. And I was like, I don't want to hold this guy's hand.
I prayed for a long time. That was the Lord's intervention right there.
But we ended up
Well,
holding hands. And I don't know. It was just really special. We also played that night somewhere. And Darren's like, well, do you want me to go to that show and play as well? And I was like, well, you can go if you want to. you know, but because
it's playing hard to get.
Yeah, I was. Had to. had to make sure that you were for real. But we just hit it off as really good friends to start with, you know, and we still credit God for that moment, because who knows if we'd have ever met, you know, in person any other way.
Divine intervention. I love it.
Right.
Hey, musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at summerleephoto. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
We've talked a little bit about influences. Is there an artist that made you say, this is what I want to do?
It was Vince Gill for me, for sure. I can remember being 12, 13 years old, just barely learning to play the guitar, and saw him on the Opry. And, you know, I knew at that moment, that's kind of what I wanted to do. I was listening to, you know, a lot of country, as I said, growing up in my mom's house. Hee Haw was always on every Saturday. But my brother had a lot of rock influence in bands, so I listened to a lot of 80s hair music, rock music that I played. And so both genres, you know, and Vince come from all those worlds, so it kind of was a good thing for me, you know, to follow in those footsteps.
Yeah.
And I would have to say the Isaacs, because I got to know their music when they were just kids themselves playing with their family. And you know, I always thought that was so cool that they got to travel together and, you know, uplift people through their music. And I thought to myself, you know, as much as I love singing in church and stuff, and throughout my community, I got called on for a lot of things. So I thought, you know, I could see myself doing this for a living, because I love bringing happiness to people through our music, you know, and kind of taking their mind off of things for a while. So they were definitely a huge influence in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is just out of curiosity's sake. So you talked about learning the piano when you were young. Can you read music, or are you self-taught?
I can. I learned notation when I was young, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, and then didn't have that again until I got in the junior high band. And I played, you know, in concert band throughout 7th grade through high school, and then on into college a little bit, and which gave me a great foundation of learning chart music. And I do a lot of sessions and producing now, so that really gave me a heads up on learning treble and bass clef notation, yeah, you know, for that, and then configuring those into the Nashville number system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've heard a lot about that Nashville number system. Is it truly as easy as they say it is to learn?
No.
See, I figured people were lying to us.
No, it is. The basics of it is, definitely. Yes.
Is it mathematical in nature?
A little bit, but not too bad, because I failed in math, so I could.
Thank
you.
Same.
So we're good.
Terrible at math.
Yeah.
Good to know. Oh my gosh, that is awesome. Do you have a favorite venue that you have played at together?
The Grand Ole Opry, probably.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you in the Opry.
Or at the Ryman.
Very cool. Yeah. You can't beat that, right?
No. And it feels like the first time every time. It's such an amazing experience. We never get tired of it, and hope that they always call to ask us to come play.
Love it.
Me too.
So should we do our rapid fire questions?
Okay.
Do it. You can either take turns. You can both answer these. They're not hard. Don't worry.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Tea.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
CD,
okay.
First album that you ever bought?
Oh.
Beach Boys.
I'll say Emmylou Harris.
Okay. Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Why Haven't I Heard From You by Reba.
Oh, love that one.
I don't do karaoke.
That's okay.
All right. Do you like to write songs in the morning, the evening, or the afternoon?
Morning. It's when my thoughts are the most collective.
Morning, yes.
Yes, okay.
That makes sense.
Do you write lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
All of the above.
Okay.
Do you have a pre-show pump-up song that you turn on ahead of the show?
We do not. We need one.
Okay. You should have to think on that.
Think on
Yeah.
Send your message. We'll come up with something.
That's right.
Okay.
Dogs, cats, fish, or birds?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Us too.
Yep.
Okay. Describe your sound in three words.
Describe our sound in what?
Three
Three
words.
words.
Love.
Heart and
Faith.
family.
Family. There you go. That'll work.
There you
Oh,
go.
love it.
Perfect. What advice would you give to new musicians or songwriters?
Just be yourself. Be
Absolutely.
genuine. True to who you are.
Love
It's
it.
perfect.
Okay, we'd love to have you share a song. Can you tell us what the song is titled? Tell us a little bit about it.
So we have a song out called You Don't Knock. It was one that we did with a good friend of ours, Mr. John Cowan, who is a part of the Doobie Brothers, and he was a part of Newgrass Revival back in the 70s. So he is such an influence in our lives, and we've gotten to collaborate and travel with him some down through the years since about 2017. And this song is a song that Newgrass Revival recorded back in their day, and it's such a fun, we call it our jazzy Jesus song. I couldn't get my words out there, but it was really fun to record with him and get to sing this. He let me sing lead, and then him and Darren joined in there on harmonies, and it turned out to just be a really fun song. It's a really cool one to get to do live, and it's called You Don't Knock.
Awesome. Thank
Yay.
you for sharing that with
Fun.
us and our listeners.
Right.
walk on it.
Yes, ma'am.
And now it is time for your shameless plug. Please tell us where we can find your music, your social medias, if you have Bandcamp or Patreon or any of that, and website.
All right. It's DarrenandBrookeAldridge.com. And you can go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube,
TikTok,
all those. We're on all that. And see, I said Twitter, and that don't exist anymore.
We don't have that. But you can stream all of our music on all the social media, digital platforms. So
very cool. Well, thank you both so much. I'm so glad we got to talk to you. This is so fun.
Absolutely, it's been fun.
Yeah, thanks for pulling over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
They were adorable, and I absolutely loved hearing how they met and how they fell in love and how they became a duo.
It's always neat to hear the stories of where, you know, how people got started in this. And the thing where they had to hold hands was the cutest story ever.
I know.
I also love that they were on the side of the road. Well, not really. They were at a restaurant.
At the famous Lambert's.
Yes. Which was, I mean, it's just neat to see that they took the time out. So we really appreciate that. And thanks for coming on the show, Darren and Brooke. And we hope that you have an amazing tour and that we get to see you down the road.
Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast, and follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.